Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bowerly here. News Radio 930, WBEN 803-0930 gets you on the air. It also gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, and we've got a few of those. Before we get to calls, before we get to texts, I have to say, it is so... What's the word I'm looking for? I've said it's so interesting a few times already. We'll just go with something very nice happened today, right? So on Saturday, I had my dog and my in-law's dog in the car and was taking them to our apartment. So my in-law's house would be free of dogs for my wife's baby shower, right? So I'm getting out of the car, and obviously... let's just say my in-law's dog is a pain in the you-know-what, okay? Not that my dog's the most well-behaved, but, I mean, I was, you know, the dog was already five when I was in, when I got into the dog's life, so if you want to blame anyone, not me. Anyway, so I was walking the dogs out of the car, and someone came out of one of the businesses downstairs of our building and said, that spot's going to be used today. They were, you know, holding the spot. Okay. And you know how sometimes when people say something, Josh, you perceive it as, like, mean, and you're like, oh, they have to be so nasty. But maybe it's just the way you heard it. And, you, like, I was already annoyed because I had the two dogs walking toward the building. But, okay, fine. I understand it. So I moved the car to the back part of the lot, and I walk in, don't think anything of it. Today, I'm walking my dog before coming to the station, and the same lady walks out of that business and says, thank you so much for moving and being so kind. You know, we were having an event. There were older people and the rain was crappy. So we wanted to have these spots. And I'm so thankful how kind you were and moving. I know it wasn't easy with your two dogs. And my opinion of her changed 100%. I was like, now I'm mad at myself for thinking, you know, of how... because I was thinking, like, oh my gosh, how mean she was about it. But she really wasn't. It was probably just how annoyed I was because I had two dogs. But the way she just, 30 seconds, changed everything. You know, I was like, oh, thank you so much, you know. And you know, she's asked, you know, well, where's the other dog? And I explained it was my in-law's dog. And, you know, that was my wife's baby shower. She says, oh, congratulations. In 30 seconds, my opinion of this woman changed 180. And, you know, it's just so interesting how, you know, a 30-second conversation can really change how you think about someone. So if she's listening, thank you so much. And I am sorry for my thoughts on Saturday. See how that works out? 803-0930, star 930. We are talking about success. And what is success to you? Also, credit cards. How do you manage your credit cards? How do you use your credit cards? And have you had experience with credit card debt? And trying to dig yourself out of credit card debt. And what age did that happen for you? 803-0930, star 930. Let me tell you, this is coming from someone who has had experience in credit card debt. And, you know, it gets to a point where it is like the commercial that I keep referencing. I'm up to my eyeballs in debt, and it's the guy with the nice pool and the big house, but he can't afford any of it. That was the point of the commercial. Let's go to Walter in Lewiston. Walter, what is success in your opinion?
Thank you for taking my call. You were discussing success. I can't even speak to you. Anyhow, you put priorities in to find out if you're successful. what I mean by priorities, you keep on saying you have a big house and so forth and nice cars. That's money. Is your family more important than money? You have to put that in priorities. Or is your health? You have to do that. And education has a little to do with it. You may not make a lot of money, but if you're a happy father and you make $40,000 a year and you are successful in your job, you're happy. You're a success. If you don't make that amount of money, it doesn't matter. You have to go by what in your field. You are in your field. If you're happy with the family that are coming and you're a good father, you'll be successful. You don't need to make a bigger house. You don't need to have a bigger, newer car. If you're happy with what you do and your child comes out fine, and 10, 20, 30 years from now, you'll sit back and say, I'm a success because you satisfied your needs. You don't have to have $1 million and so forth. So therefore, success is on your happiness, and provided that you take care of the people under you, if that's your job. If you're a husband and a father, your responsibility is to take care of your family and your child. If you do that, you'll be a success. It doesn't matter how much money you make.
Walter, well put, man. Really appreciate it. Walter in Lewiston, and I agree. You know, like I said in the last segment, some people, as Walter said, think success is money and the big house and the nice car. Other people, success is, can I provide for my family, right? Did I have enough money to provide for my family to take them on vacation? We didn't need the big house. We didn't even need the nice car. We have each other, and we have enough money to get by. And for some people, that's success, right? And that's, I think happiness is, in my opinion, happiness is more important than anything, right? I don't think money can buy you happiness, but Josh, I do believe that it can buy you a boat. 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Mark in, but that's a country song reference, by the way. And
I think I know our bump for 430.
Yes, Chris Jansen. Yes, that is a country song. And we will be bumping with that at 4:30. Let's go to Mark in Batavia. Mark, you have some points about credit.
I do. First of all, try not to get into credit card debt with those high confiscatory interest rates. I literally paid on one credit card for about 20 years. I had used the credit card to buy some office furniture, and my dad was like, well, you better get the good stuff so it lasts your whole career, which I did. But he didn't tell me about not paying only the minimal payment. So that was a big mistake. Additionally, I've probably gone into severe credit card debt three times in the last 30 years, and I've managed to pay them all down. But this time I was doing it smarter, where you pay them down, you keep them down, you get the better interest rates. And then when you're able to borrow against some kind of equity, like say your house, they give you money for free, in a sense that you have the same terms over the same amount of time. And the money just kind of falls in your lap. But you do something constructive with it, either reinvest it or buy a piece of property. But I had done some research originally as to why, say, the Congress could not regulate the amount of interest rates. Because, you know, if someone's paying 29%, that's just stealing. And the Supreme Court essentially has said that they could not interfere with different states trying to control the interest rates that people charge. So that's why we have a few states that charge that don't have limits on the amount that they could charge.
Interesting. Now, Mark, you say you've been in bad credit card debt three times?
I have three times. I would say the first time we paid it off with, say, an inheritance from a grandmother. And, I mean, we did use some of that money to buy other things such as washers and dryers. Essentially, was in college for 10 years, raising four children. I don't know if that's a good excuse, but we had to borrow money in multiple ways to get through that. And then that job that came from the college eventually took another 20 years to actually start earning a real income. Of course, you're in your late 40s by the time that happens.
All right. All right. Now, would you say now, Mark, on the other question, would you say you're successful?
Well, I think I was successful all along the way. Primarily, you're borrowing money to just kind of get by and not really buying anything frivolous. And I think, like the previous caller, success really is a state of mind. If you're with your friends and your family, and you know, occasionally you treat yourself to a pizza for the whole family, or you go on a camping trip, you know, you can manage to be happy without the money.
For sure, man. Hey, Mark in Batavia, really appreciate those points and calling in. 803-0930, star 930. That's your number to get on. And, you know, I think that is true to a point. And obviously, money can't buy you happiness. There are people who are millionaires and billionaires and probably some of the most miserable people around, right? I think, you know, family, I think the friendships that you build, I think those play into your happiness. And again, I think that also can be your success. But let's also be honest. I mean, you need a you need a certain amount of money, as Mark mentioned, to get by. And, you know, I think some of the most successful people, in my opinion, some of those successful people are those that, you know, have a family to provide for. And when times got tough, they went and they got a second job. You know, I know I'm big on second jobs. You guys probably get sick of me talking about that. But, you know, when times got tough, instead of, like I said last segment, begging for more money, went and found more money. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be said for people who, oh, there's overtime, I'll be there. We all know the person at work, right? I remember this from my retail days. We all know the person that when overtime is offered, the first to raise their hand, right? They tend to, in my opinion, be the more successful one than the person who, when they're letting out early, the first to raise their hand. You know, when I worked at the pizzeria, there would always be, on a slow day, right, you would get around 6 or 7 o'clock. All right, a driver's going home. It's too slow. And there'd always be the one person, oh, I'll leave, right? And then, all right, we need two people to close. And, you know, for the most part, unless there was a Mets game or Virginia Tech, I'd always, you know, I'll close. I already committed to be here till the end, you know? And again, I don't consider myself successful in the sense of money, but I mean, I do think in life so far, I've been quite successful. But I think that mentality, of, hey, I'll do whatever it takes. You know, if I have to work, I have to work. This is my job. And I thought it was always interesting. It was the same people who wanted to leave early, and it was the same people who would stay late. But guess who complained more about not getting enough tips? The people who wanted to leave early. They were the same people who would be the first on a day they did have to close to complain about, well, I'm not getting that many tips today. Well, guess what? If you were one of the ones who have stayed when other people left, you'd have had access to more money. That's how I always did it, right? I always said, well, we're going to have less people driving, which means I'll get more orders, which means at the end of the day, I'll probably make more money. Now, it didn't always work out that way, but that was always the way I thought in my head. I know I bring up financial topics a lot, right? Someone texts in, Joe, why do you always, you know, what are you, Dave Ramsey? Believe me, I'm not. I wish I had Dave Ramsey's patience. And but I think it's always important. And when I see stories like this, the Apple Pay Later, Buy Now, Pay Later, it's another form of, I think, the younger generation, my generation and younger, just another avenue for them to get into debt at a young age, right? And as someone who made that mistake at 18 and 19, I don't know if we need more avenues or more options out there for people in their late teens, early 20s to get more lines of credit and put themselves in more debt, because then you spend the rest of your 20s digging out of that debt. You know what I mean? I think the mindset needs to be, well, when you have the money, you can afford it. You know, right? When you have the money, you can buy it. If it's an emergency, okay, you have this for emergency purposes. You know, but then, as we heard from our calls, as we're seeing on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, a lot of people did learn from their mistakes and probably now are better at handling their money because of the lessons learned and their mistakes, right? Hopefully, that is the case. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone did text in, I use my credit card for everything because I earn points I can use toward air travel. The key is to pay your balance in full each month. I actually pay weekly, this texter says. Credit cards are safer to use than debit cards because if there's fraudulent activity, it's the card issuer's money that's taken. But if there's fraudulent activity on a debit card, that's someone's personal funds that have been taken. Big difference. Now, I get the texter's point, and they're right. But I also had someone take my bank card once. And that night, the funds were put back into my account, right? And they did an investigation and determined that, you know, I was right. It wasn't me that spent the money, and the funds were there. But you're right. It's a lot less of a hassle on a credit card. But I think for some people, now, obviously, if you can control it, if you can have the, like this person who pays it off every weekly, who pays it off weekly, then I think that's a good way to go. But as we talked about in the 330 segment, I think people use cards, they use their bank cards, right? They go on a shopping spree or they go out to dinner, and then they look at the statement and they're like, I spent how much money? It's so much easier to spend $300-$400 and not feel a thing when it's a piece of plastic. I cannot be the only one who has, you know, gone out for a night and then looked at my bank statement and go, I spent how much money last night? You know, I think that is probably the problem. But if you can control that and you don't have the same problem I have, then that works out great, right? It's more secure. You're getting points, probably flying somewhere very nice with your air miles. That's great. I think people in their late teens, early 20s, and I'm speaking from experience, don't have that kind of self-control, or most people don't have that kind of self-control at that age. And that's why I'm worried about this, because who's going to be using the Apple Pay later? Late teens, early 20s, right? People in college will be the ones using Apple Pay, buy now, pay later. And that's what kind of struck me when I saw this coming out. Always an interesting conversation. If you have anything to say on this, 803-0930, star 930. But when we come back, I'm going to tell the story of a lost friend. My parents lost their beloved dog, Benny, yesterday. And I want to talk about, you know, our best friend, our canine friends, or maybe for you cat lovers out there, your cat friends. I've never been a big cat fan, but I know we have a lot of cat fans listening. And what it's like to lose a dog, go through that I'll never have a dog again phase, and then a week or two later, you bring a dog home. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the loss of our best friends, which, again, is kind of cruel, right? We build relationships with our dogs. They become parts of the family. And, you know, average life, 10 to 13 years. And then we tell ourselves we'll never get a dog again. And then what happens? We get a dog again. We'll talk about that and much more. It's Beamer and for Bowerly on WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But I damn sure wanna be working like a dog all day. Ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket and I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. It can buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar.
Hey, welcome back. Beamer in for Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to the topic, so last night watching the Virginia Tech ladies advance to the Final Four, and my buddy's sending me all these 90s clips from Instagram, okay? And I go to the Instagram page, and it's just full of 90s stuff. And one of the things I saw was an old Chili's commercial. Remember when it was, should I sing, Josh? I should have had you like cue up the commercial. It would be, I want my baby back, Chili's baby back ribs. See if you can find that because I just butchered it. And I was seeing these commercials from the 90s in places like Chili's, which I think Chili's has very good burgers, but that's just me. And, you know, I probably shouldn't be thinking about Chili's burgers. I should be thinking about increasing my time at the gym. But I have a question. Chain restaurants like that, that, you know, when you go on vacation, you might frequent, right? And I have nothing against it. Believe me, I've been to, speaking of chain restaurants, I've been to Chili's very recently. But did chain restaurants like that peak in the 90s? It's something that crossed my mind. Did you find this commercial, Josh? Or no? Okay, one. But it came to my mind. Did these chain restaurants play restaurants like this? Because we always hear of, you know, chain restaurants closing, you know, 50 locations and this and that. And here in Buffalo, we have great local food, right? I mean, I think we have some of the best food in the country right here in the United States. But when I see these old 90s commercials, and I remember as a kid what it was like. Now, again, living in Hornell, we didn't have an Applebee's or Chili's or any of this stuff. So as a kid, you'd be out of town, you go to an Olive Garden, to an Applebee's. I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, this was great. But did these restaurants peak in the 90s? That's just something that's going through my mind. Josh, to remind us of the commercial, is this one from the 90s? All right, yeah.
Hey, man, my girl left me. Could you send out a tune?
I want my baby back,
Chili's, baby back ribs.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. So maybe we'll revisit that. I've been asking that question on social media, if they peaked in the 90s, and I just thought I'd bring it to the air. Now, yesterday morning, about 9:30 a.m., which is what we're on the dial, but it was also the time that my dad drove their dog, Benny, and my parents' dog, Benny. Now, to give you the story, he was a beagle, and he was going to be put down in Kentucky He was going to be put down because he was bred to be a hunting dog. And he had a little bit of a issue with his one leg. So they were going to put this dog down. Now, my parents, got the dog, said no way, brought him up to Buffalo, and he lived 13 awesome years. And, you know, great dog, part of the family. My parents also had a dog, Simon, who passed right before COVID. He came from a rough house, and my parents provided him with an awesome life at their house. Now, my parents got those dogs after saying they would never get a dog again when the dog we had when I was a kid, Gretel, passed away when I was in my early 20s. I was actually producing a show here on WBEN back in the day when that happened. My parents said, never getting a dog, never again. Okay? What did they do? They got two dogs. And they fell in love with those dogs. And those dogs became the part of the family, right? You let these dogs, you fall in love with these dogs. You might even let the dogs dictate what you do. Right? Oh, we're going to head out, and then your dog gives you that look, and you decide you're going to stay in. You know, we love these critters. We love these creatures. But they live for, 10 to 15 years. You might get lucky and have a dog that lives to 20. Our dog, Gretel, was not supposed to live that long and lived, I believe, to either 15 or 16. I forgot the exact age. But, we put ourselves through this. And, it's sad. It's sad when they go. I really feel for my parents. Now, I was, in my 20s, in and out of the house. And, loved Benny. Benny was a great dog. But, I feel bad for my parents. I mean, this was their child they had left at home, right? This was the child they still had at home. And he passed away yesterday. And it just makes me think, because now, of course, my parents are saying, never going to get a dog again, right? Never again. That's our last dog. But we've seen this before when they said, no, we're not getting a dog again. So I want to know from you, 803-0930, why do we do this to ourselves? What do you love about your pet? What is it about having a pet that you just absolutely love? 803-0930, star 930. Because I said this to my wife last night, and she hated the way I phrased this. But I'm going to say it exactly how I was going to phrase it. Why do we... Is it worth the pain? Because when we lose our pet, it's sad. It's depressing. We've lost a member of our family. But most of us, statistics show, we'll go and get another dog. So why do we put ourselves through it? Why is it worth the pain? Because the average human will go through, five or six dogs, cats, whatever it is you like at your house, or even more if you're the type of people to have two dogs at the same time, as my parents did at one time. What makes it worth it to have this friend? Now, I will say, there's nothing like having a dog, okay? All right, my parents did not get a dog until I think I was 8 years old when we got our first dog. And, every other kid had their dog. The neighbors had a dog. We had no pets. I had a pet rock when I was like 5 years old, okay? Then we got a fish tank. And that's fun, and, I like the noise the filter makes. I like that. That's fun and everything. But that's not like having an actual pet, a dog, a cat, whatever it is that you like. And then we got the dog, and I just absolutely fell in love with this dog. Gretel was her name. Oh, Gretel was a great dog. Grew up with Gretel, having that dog friend. When we moved to Buffalo, I was on the first floor, so Gretel would sleep in my room. It was awesome, right? It was a friend. And when Gretel passed, it was truly sad. I mean, that was, and I know this is going to sound really dramatic, but when Gretel passed, I said that was the end of my childhood, which probably was a year or so before that. But I said, this is the end of my childhood. My childhood dog is no longer with us. I'm officially an adult, which some people would still want to debate that issue. And, my parents, obviously, it was really sad for them, and They made that promise, we're never getting a dog again, never getting a dog again. And like I said, they ended up getting two dogs. So I want to know from you, 803-0930, star 930, what is it about having a pet that you absolutely love? And have you ever been the never again person and then went and got a pet again? 803-0930, star 930. And exactly what makes the pain worth it? You know, I think it's, like I said, I love having a pet. And my wife already, now our dog is 10. And my wife's like, oh, we're not going to get another dog, you know, after Tucker. We're not going to get another dog. And I said, that's crazy. Because I remember what it was like being young, not having a pet, right? Seeing the neighbors with their dog, seeing our friends in Hornell with their dog. And I didn't have a dog. I was like, we're not going to do that to our child. We will get another dog. As painful as it will be when Tucker says goodbye, we will welcome a new friend into our lives. And it's just, it's interesting how the dogs become a part of the family, right? And, you know, you bring them on vacation. There are people that bring their pets everywhere with them. We had a lacrosse playoffs. I forgot if this was in Potsdam or not when I was in high school, and my parents brought the dog with them. No lie, they brought the dog with them. You see this, people bring their dogs all over the place. Why do you think at the trucks or at the rest stops on the thruway, there are garbage cans to clean up the pets' droppings? 803-0930, star 930. Kenny is in Amherst. Kenny, you want to talk about your dog?
Yeah, but I can't too long because it makes me sad. I had my dog for 9 years, and he died last November, a year ago November. And I'm still saying it to this day, I'll never get another dog. It just hurts so bad. And to have that dog when I come home, now even sometimes when I drive home, I can't wait to get home because I still feel that he's still there. You know what I mean?
Oh, I believe me. I know.
I can't. When I'm laying in bed sometimes at night and I'm half falling asleep, I put my hand over the side of the bed because he used to always come to the side of the bed to come up on the bed. And I feel like he's there for a second. And then I just, you know, and it's just so hurtful. It's been over a year, and I'd love to get another dog because I enjoy my daughter's dog and other people's dogs and all of that. And I wish they were there for that unbelievable, unconditional love that they give you.
Don't you think, Kenny, that will eventually win, though? Like, you say you still get home thinking, you know, your dog's going to be there. Don't you think eventually you're going to want your dog to be there and, you know, and welcome another friend into the house?
I don't know, because I keep thinking of the conclusion or the, you know, that the dog, you know, and that was so hard for me. I just can't even, I don't know if I could bear that again. And maybe I just love my dog more than other people. I don't know.
No.
But I just can't.
Kenny, we all dread that day. And when the dog goes, we all go through what you're going through. We all say never again. We can't put ourselves through it. But a majority of us will put ourselves through it, you know?
You think?
Yeah. Kenny, I know exactly what you're going through, and I'm sorry about your dog, but I think if you call me back in a year, you're going to have another dog.
You know what? I hope you're right, but we'll see. I will do that.
All right, buddy. I appreciate the call. Kenny in Amherst is Joe Beamer filling in for the great Tom Bowerly here on News Radio 930 WBEN, asking you what you love the most about your dog, your cat, or whatever animal it is that brings you joy. And to Kenny's point, when that animal passed away, when that it's like a family member passing away, you know, what is the point you get to when you realize, you know what, we need to get another dog? John in Buffalo. John, you also lost your dog.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to feed into it that when we lost ours, a little miniature pincher, it was horrible. And while we're a split home, I'd like to get another one. My wife won't. It was a lot of drama. But I'd get an older dog out of a a shelter and just give that little puppy a break for a number of years. And so my goal is to take one out of the shelter, an older dog, and just share that love that you're talking about, because it's time to pay back. I figure my dog gave me much more than I gave him, and we're close, but that was yesterday.
For sure. Hey, John, sorry for your loss, but I love that the shelter dog, rescue dogs, they are so grateful when you bring them in. They're so grateful to have a home. John in Buffalo, 803-0930, star 930. You know, you can never go wrong with a dog. And just think of, you know, an awful day, right? I've had awful days, right? I've had some just really bad days. When I was younger in school, I had some bad days. What was the best part? The best part was going home. We had our family dog there, you know, and just hanging out. There'd be some times where I'm just in the house by myself and you got the dog, you know, there are so many people who will walk away while you're talking to them. There are so many people that, you know, they don't care if you're there or not, but your dog's always happy to see you walk in. Sometimes mine will even bark at me. Does that mean he's happy I'm home? You know, they'll listen to you. They might not say anything back, but they'll listen to you. They'll be there for you. They'll comfort you. You know, dogs, and I don't know much about cats. If anyone wants to call in, I'm not trying to be anti-cat. I'm just not a big cat fan, okay? You know, we had cats growing up, and, you know, it's either they got out of the house, or we had a cat that was, you know, part stray, part house cat, and the cat, you know, was poisoned. So I've just never been a big cat fan. But if you like cats, I had another cat that just made me sneeze. But if you like cats, you know, you can contribute to the cat discussion, because I know we have a lot of cat fans out there. But, you know, dogs, they're always there for you. And I feel that when you're sad, a dog can tell if you're sad, right? We'll get right up on you. We have our dog. Now, our dog has completely ruined our couches. Our couches are not even 2 years old. Okay, we don't even have a kid yet, and our couches are ruined. All right, we got these couches less than 2 years ago, maybe even a year and a half ago, and our dog has ruined the couch cushions. The dog has ruined the corners of the couch. But you know what? We love that dog. Now, if I or if my wife had ruined the couch, we would, you know, be mad at each other. But the dog can do no wrong, and we love that dog. And it doesn't matter that, you know, four of the six cushions don't fit right on the couch. It doesn't matter that there's part of the couch ripping apart. That doesn't matter, because you know what? He's comfortable. It doesn't matter that at 4 a.m, when I can't get back to sleep, our dog is taking up, you know, our 20-pound dog is taking up half the bed and I can't move. No, it doesn't matter. Why? Because we love these dogs and they show us love back. And they're always there for us. They're the only family member that, regardless of what we're saying, they will sit there and listen to it as long as we have a treat for them. 803-0930, star 930. I want to hear about your pet, dog, cat, whatever pet you have. Do you have some weird pet that not everyone has? Call in about that. And when you lost a dog, a cat, whatever, when you lost your pet, what was that thing that happened that made you go and bring another new friend home? 803-0930, star 930. We'll talk about that. And for the non-pet lovers that are texting in, we'll throw something else in when we get back. It's Beamer for Bowerly on WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a tax
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.